What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another podcast episode. In this episode, I wanted to discuss some things that have been on my mind, especially recently, and conclusions that I've come to about my own life, okay? So, first off, this is what I've realized. I've been doing so much. I always feel like I'm doing a lot. I actually always feel like I'm doing way too much, and I'm, overexerting myself, and I'm, spending a lot of energy. So this is an issue because it's just led me to live a really I wouldn't say chaotic life, but I multitask a lot and I'm always multitasking, and it's just kind of tiring. I'm saying this because today is my first rest day in a few months or a month or yeah, maybe 2 months or something like that. I'm catching my breath because I think this is the first time I've spoken out loud today. But anyway, so I'm realizing a few things. I'm realizing that for me personally in my life, I would like to have a life that is quiet and peaceful and just really creative. I'm getting there, but I still am doing a lot of things, and I will feel truly successful when I don't have to do as many things, and instead when I can just make things happen more easily, whether this means just completely being on my own time or my own schedule, or hiring people to outsource different things. We're getting there. I've already I'd say I'm 75% there, but I don't know. It's just really tiring to have to wear a lot of hats and be a lot of things. And I do things for the sake of experience. The way that I see life is that nothing is more beneficial than the experience and what you can learn from it and what you get out of it. Because sometimes I'll do things and take risks just for the experience. Even if it's something stupid, and I know that it's stupid, and I know that, I shouldn't probably do it. Sometimes I will do it. I will take risks as long as, I think about it for a while and they're calculated enough. I will take the risk because even if it means I'm put in an uncomfortable situation or even if I look stupid from an outside perspective, that's totally fine with me. Both of those things are fine with me because I know that it's gonna give me growth. It's either gonna make me not care about people's opinions, number one, or number two, it'll make me grow in the uncomfortable environment, so I've done these things. That's how I live, and so I'm constantly changing. I'm constantly moving both in my energy and physically, and it's been a long journey. We've done a lot of work, it's been really tiring and taxing, and I don't know, now I'm just ready to chill out. And that's the thing with that's how I face all of my life, spheres or situations or experiences. I'll just do things for the plot, and I know that I'll be fine because I have a good sense of protection around me and good sense of self too, so that's why I think also being a Gemini helps with this. We can dip ourselves into many different worlds, but we're still us, that's the archetypical archetypical messenger quality that Geminis have. It's really interesting, actually. Was it Mercurius? Yeah, it was Mercurius, who was a Greek god who resembled Mercury, who was the archetype for Gemini, or is the archetype for Gemini. Gemini, I could talk about this all day, guys. Gemini is such an interesting sign. Even if somebody doesn't have Gemini in their chart, I can just tell when someone actually does have Gemini in their chart, or when they have Gemini in their Navamsa chart, which is the invisible chart. You can't see it. People think that they're their sun sign in their birth chart, which is bullshit. you're not, if you walk around thinking you're a Taurus and because that's all you know about yourself, you have 17 charts, or Vargas, they're called Varga charts. the Navamsha chart is the D9 chart. That's your marriage chart. If you just look at the D1, and if you just look at the sun in D1, which is could be Taurus, for example, like I said, then you're doing yourself an injustice because you're not studying who you are, you know, in terms of all of you. But like, for example, people think that I'm a Gemini because that's my sun sign. I'm not. I'm a Capricorn is what I am. I have a lot of Scorpio Capricorn like traits. Like, that's who I am. Scorpio-ish, Capricorn-ish, you know. You could see it in my speech. You could see it in my work. You could see it in how I am. I don't know. This is obviously not apparent to people. Like, people think that you are how you portray yourself. But that's not at all who you are, right? Like, how I portray myself is probably this, like, bubbly, like, I don't know, like, I have no idea, really. We don't go there because I don't want to know, like, I don't want to know how I'm being perceived. That's like the last, like, that's the last layer of me, you know. It's not even truth at all. It's not even like that much true. It's a little true, but it's not the core of who I am. Who I am is very different, very shrewd and like sharp and like sharp, like minded and like cold even, but like not in an impersonal way. It's just because I am very loving and I am very emotional that I have to be like this a little bit, like survival-esque, you know. So Capricorn, Scorpios is like really who I am. And then if you've ever dated me too, well, I don't know actually, because I haven't really like been in like a serious relationship for a long time, because like we've been building a business. Like, I don't have time or the desire, you know. But we've been building ourselves too. But yeah, it's been a quest. But when I used to be in relationships, it's interesting because I'm nothing like that now. You know, it's really interesting how I was when I was younger. Very emotional, very water sign-ish, you know, but I hadn't come to peace with my core. I hadn't come to peace with how like powerful I am, really, or which is like, come on, like who, come on, like who says that, you know what I mean? But no, there's a lot of strength in me that only came out of me actually when I did stop dating, you know, and when I did stop wanting any sort of attention, affection, of validation, or whatever normal human beings desire, you know. It's just, I think that when we curb our desire, which is what I've been doing for the past few years in different ways, when we curb our ego, or when we grow out of our ego, or when we change or transform our ego, we come more back to ourselves. We return back into ourselves more and more until we tap into something that is extraordinary, you know, genius, or just really smart. Like, that's the best way I can explain it. God is extremely intelligent. So when we can tap into the God within ourselves, which is what I'm here to teach you how to do, then we discover that we are multi-talented, multi-faceted, multi-genius, etc., etc. And no, it's not social friendly. It's not societally acceptable. It's not normal, you know, to be everything at once, or to see that you can be everything at once. Because there's no I, you know. God works through us. So yes, of course we can be multi-talented. We are multi-talented. It's just about removing those layers of debris from our consciousness, removing those layers of conditioning and pain and trauma and memory from our consciousness, so that we can return back to who we are in the now, in every moment. Because so often we associate our own personal identity with what has happened to us, or what has happened in our lives, or maybe what has been done to us, or what we've done to other people. All that, my friend, is not happening right now, right? It's not happening right now. It'll never happen again. So understand that time is something that you can ride on top of. You can surf like a wave. You don't have to associate yourself with who you were yesterday. So yeah, you must continue to change and grow. And especially if you're on a spiritual path or a spiritual journey, it's not often that you can even explain this to other people because you're changing so rapidly that how on earth will people understand that, you know, like anything like this, you know, people think that when you shift away from them, it's personal to them. It is never personal to them. Anything you do in your life, it should be based off of you and you alone. And when it is based off of you and you alone, you're not acting based off of other people, then you know that in your heart and you just keep moving forward. But then, you know, it's hard for other people maybe to recognize that and understand that, you know, that somebody can shift vibrationally too fast, too quickly, and like too far out, you know, in such a condensed amount of time. And what I mean by this, guys, is like facing problems that you have or facing pain that you have and like quickly remedying it, quickly healing it, you know, quickly getting to the root of certain situations, healing it, and then moving the fuck on. You know what I mean? Just like moving on. It's a gift. It's an art to move on. It's actually a practice. And you must practice it, you know. And if you really can't move on from something or someone, consider why. Consider why your soul is dragging you back towards that circumstance or towards that person. Maybe there's something unresolved there for you to experience, you know. Everything here that we experience is karma. It's a result of past action. Sometimes there could be some really good karma involved or some things that you still have yet to experience, essentially, basically. And your soul knows this because your soul is directly connected to infinite intelligence. It is infinitely intelligent. That's why, like, I don't agree at all with anything societally built. Like, for example, the school system. We raise kids telling them that they're not good enough at something or smart enough at something just because they have not been explained, they haven't received a full explanation on it, you know, or maybe they're just more talented in other areas. But no, instead we choose to put kids down, you know, for not being good at certain things. And this stays with them, okay? And they become like adults who have fragmented identities and who think that they're not good at certain things, so they choose not to learn more about them. Do you understand that you can learn about anything and become good at anything? Talent is just an accumulation of practice. Like, that's it. And so when we tell people they're not good enough, or when we put people down, or when we judge them or cancel them or spread rumors or gossip about them, we're failing to see a part of ourselves that so needs to be nurtured, so needs to be held, so needs to be cared for, because there's something within ourselves that we feel the need to bury, and the pain from burying it is projected upon others. And so then we put other people down. What are you doing, you know? People who gossip and shit like that, they're the most lost people in the world, I'll tell you right now, because it's like you are completely absorbing your conscious mind into a lot of noise that is actually hurting you. It's one thing if the noise is just noise, like entertainment or going out with friends or you know, just experiencing like life or whatever. It may not be like karmically like beneficial to you or anyone else, but hey, you know, you're experiencing life. That's the type of noise that is like median or null, or it has no negative or positive effect, maybe positive effect even as well. But if you're engaging into negative noise on a conscious level and you're subjecting your mind to negativity, whether it's about yourself or someone else, oh my god, like you are literally throwing away your life. You're throwing it away. And when you throw away your life, I'll tell you what happens. So when you throw away your life, you are sending out the signal to higher intelligence, to source intelligence, that hey, I am not grateful for what you have given me. And you've given me so much. You've given me the gift of this body, the gift of sight, consciousness, intelligence, reasonable thinking, feeling, emotions on a deep level that are the key to manifestation, imagination as well, you know, the ability to do things. Like, you've given me so much, but instead of being grateful for this, for these things, I'm gonna go ahead and waste my time here, which is akin to wasting my life, which is akin to momentary suicide. So don't do that. And you want to know what else? Like, the soul can be really, really fragmented. And this is what happens when you undergo trauma that you don't heal. And everything is trauma, by the way, because we come into this life helpless, right? We're innocent. We're beings of God, like, and we come here and we get exploited. We get exploited because we have so much stimuli sent our way that fragments us from the truth of who we are. We are constantly being cracked away from who it is that we really are. And through what? Through influence, through just in general, Kali Yuga, societal influence, like on this planet, conditions each human soul away and away and away from itself. Okay, so you begin to associate yourself from a very young age with your achievements or lack thereof, with your body, with your constructed ego, with outside conditionings, with your constructed personality that you or someone else has imposed upon yourself. No, this is wrong. Absolutely, unequivocally wrong. Then what happens is we grow up and we begin thinking, oh, I'm better than her, or I'm worse than her, or, oh, I have this kind of status, so I'm tied to this, so this is my identity. And we're not happy because we are limiting ourselves. But in reality, the soul is unlimited. So none of us are tapped into our soul operating from that soul level. We're all operating from these fragmented parts that are shells of human beings, okay? So no wonder everybody's freaking depressed, okay? And then we begin to accept that things like killing and war and butchery are normal. What the hell? You know what I mean? Like, what the hell is that? What the hell is that, right? Because we are so far away from ourselves that we do not even understand what universal law is. Universal law is that we should not kill, not even in our own heads. Each time you have a negative thought about yourself, you are committing momentary suicide, like I said. You are killing the self a little bit and a little bit and a little bit more until you become so fragmented. And so people walk around with a shit ton of trauma that they don't even know that they have. They don't even know that they have trauma. Do you see? That's how insidious this whole thing is. And who's to blame? Who can we blame? Can we blame the human being? No, we can't. So that's why, again, we should never judge anybody. But we cannot blame the human being because they have been born into this current Kali Yuga environment. God has sent them here at this time, space, circumstance. So then who do we blame? Who do we blame? Can we blame society? No, this is just the natural unfolding of the global economy and global influences. So who can we blame? Well, I'll tell you. We can only blame ourselves. But the thing is about blame is that it's not actually real. We should actually be looking to blame ourselves into healing. But instead, we should be trying to adopt better and better feelings and better thoughts more and more until we naturally come towards healing ourselves slowly. And you want to know what is a catalyst for this healing? Pain. Pain and suffering is the greatest catalyst for anybody to begin healing themselves. Because unless you're so freaking uncomfortable in your life, in your mind, in your circumstances, in why you came to this planet, you're not going to want to heal yourself. You're not going to want to discover the truth about who you are as being the soul. And you're going to continue associating yourself with the ego and the body and everything else that you have been associating yourself with, like conditioning and stuff. So discomfort really is the way out. And so, yeah, we shouldn't be blaming anybody for the way that people are so chaotically traumatized that they exist in fight or flight all of the time. No, we should not be trying to adopt blame. That is the exact paradigm that a fragmented society wants us to operate within. But instead, we should be adopting the opposite of blame, right? And the opposite of guilt, which is what? Which is love, acceptance, freedom unto ourselves. The bliss of being alive. The bliss of being a life that can protect another life. Thou shalt not kill. I shall not eat meat. You see what I'm saying? It's like that kind of thing. It's a you are your own revolution. You know, like, people are universes, and it is a mark unto the universe when we decide to make choices that heal ourselves and bring us back to who we really are as the soul. So understand this. And so this is why, for example, I will never ever get behind any movement that keeps people from loving themselves or one another, from accepting themselves, and all these kinds of things. I will never accept any negativity that any religion has to poise upon anybody. I will only take the good from everything, and I will make that my truth. And it is universal truth. All good things, all nourishing things are universal truth. Things that hurt the human being are not universal truth. That's why when we self-harm, even when we get intoxicated and stuff like that, that is also self-harm, by the way. You know, even when we drink or eat certain substances, we are either healing or harming ourselves. This is just the truth. This is the truth, right? This is obvious. The truth is always very forward, and it's very natural, and it's very obvious. That's why, like, for example, you know, you love somebody, tell them. You know, don't play games, right? Because that's, like, ego-driven, right? It's just obvious shit. Like, this is just, like, obvious ways to live, you know? I've told people when I like them, like, you know what I mean? I just think it's important to live from your heart. You have to, because life is so hard anyway. Life is so hard anyway. They've constructed a system to keep us enslaved. Why would you want to further enslave yourself, right? And fear is the best way to control anybody. Look at what they did in 2020. Like, fear is the best way to control a mass of people. You can control the whole freaking world with fear. You can control the whole world with fear. That's what they've been doing. I'm not going to talk about them anymore or get into that much. But yes, it has been going on for generations, my friend. This is a control system that has been going on for generations. I'm not going to talk about it, but essentially it is imperative that people understand that they have the key to the freedom out of the golden cage, you know what I mean? That they have been existing within. Because things are very comfortable nowadays as well, but we shouldn't seek comfort before doing the internal work. Like, life is not supposed to be comfortable off the bat. You work internally to make life comfortable. You heal to make life comfortable. You become the comfort itself, and then things around you become comfortable because you are comfortable with who you are. It is imperative that you become comfortable with who you are. Then you don't need to, conform to societal standards, owe anybody an explanation, act off of your ego. No, screw all of that. Screw all of that. You live for you. You exist for you and your soul. You do what's beneficial. You communicate with who you want to. You don't communicate with who you don't want to. You are very perceptive of energies that surround you. You are intuitive, and you act on your intuition. You follow it. Because intuition is a blend of heart and mind. It is shrewd, sharp, clear. You know what I mean? The voice of God. It's very obvious. Right? That's why if you know me personally, I will never hang around anybody, for example, that has any negative or like negativity towards me. Like, I, you know, because they're better off like watching me from afar. And, you know, that's about it. It's about knowing who's for you and what types of energies are for you. Even places. I will never go into any place that has like energy that I don't associate with or vibe with or that will hurt me. You will never catch me there. Right? It's imperative to be very protective. Very protective. Even with things your family tells you or what have you, you have to understand you are your own person. You are your own person. Okay, at the time of death, this becomes very clear that we are owed to ourselves. We must listen to the voice that is within. Okay? When you die, nobody else dies for you, including family. Please understand this. And also, it is important for people to understand that family is chosen. Family is chosen in life because different souls have different missions here, first of all. But then also, different souls have different, like, gravitational pulls and then also frequencies, and everyone's on their own path, including family members. So it is important to build your own family with people that actually resonate with you. And they will come. The more that you are yourself, you know, you will find your soul tribe and your soul family, let's say. And this can be people, animals, friends, lovers, everything. Acquaintances even. But more so close relationships. So with that note, I'm going to end here. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this was of some benefit to you. Did not plan to do this podcast, as you know, but my podcast is one of the most valuable podcasts out there. You will not find any more valuable content in terms of podcasts out there on Apple Podcasts. It is mine and mine alone. For the sole reason that I discuss metaphysical topics that assist and aid the human soul towards the eventual process of liberation. This is something that I've been doing for a few years. It is very pragmatic. It is easy to follow. And it will heal you if you listen to my podcast over and over again. They will assist you in becoming more you and more accepting of yourself, more happy, more light, and more free. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. If you found this podcast helpful, rate it on Apple Podcasts and give me 5 stars. You are so precious and important, and I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.